good morning on this Friday, July 25th.
Good morning.
Maybe some decent weather this weekend. Oh, Garth, he'll be thinking of being over in Ireland. This is when those Ireland shows were supposed to start.
Yeah.
July the 25th. 400,000 people bought tickets to those Irish shows that got canceled because of a fight between the government, the promoter, and Garth. About 250,000 of those tickets have been refunded so far, and it's a process that's ongoing. Garth is going to start all over today at 10 o'clock this morning, Chicago. They will sell those tickets at Ticketmaster.com around the country. $65.50. The show is on Thursday, September the 4th. 6-ticket limit. You can call them on the Ticketmaster 800 number or go to them on the web. Very interesting to see. I expect him to sell well.
Yeah.
Expect that show to sell out, and he starts selling more. So he'll sell a lot of tickets this weekend, too, but he won't sell 400,000.
Wow.
The mayor of Pittsburgh has had enough with trash and drunks, they're changing the rules before Jason Aldean gets to town. Last time a country show was there, Luke Bryan, they trashed the place. There was a run on 911 between medics answering 100 calls to people getting arrested for everything from disorderly conduct to public intoxication and public urination. They said, we're going to have a good time, but the tailgating is going to be shorter, and we're going to start enforcing open container laws. We'll see if that has anything to do with the madness, because they reached epic levels in Cleveland this past weekend when a Jason Aldean fan got drunk and fell into a garbage chute to his death.
Yeah,
the autopsy is inconclusive. There are going to be a couple more weeks before they get some of the tests back and maybe can determine what killed 22-year-old Corey Barron. But it's been a major debate in Cleveland this week. I wrote a column about it, about country music's got a drinking problem. So we'll see what everyone has to say about this. I think it's going to be a hard time for people agreeing on the solution to some of this.
That's right. I've got some friends in Pittsburgh, and I saw they were posting like some kind of graphic that was put out. Basically, it says, let's go green for Aldean.
Well, they're dealing with, you know, they left so much trash behind.
Right.
At the Chesney shows and Luke Bryan shows, they're really locking down on that a little bit and giving people garbage bags. I don't think they're going to use them, but we'll see what they do.
Yeah.
Opry tonight, Carrie Underwood and the band Perry. That's a pretty big lineup
for
the Opry. And you can always listen to the Opry on the website or even in a mobile device. They have an app for WSM, and Opry has an app, and you can listen to it on your home computer, whatever, Opry.com. Willie Nelson going to do Farm Aid again. I don't understand why this doesn't get as much attention as it does. Helping the American farmer, I don't think you can get any better than doing that.
Yeah, you're right.
And you've got Luke Bryan over in Birmingham. Well, actually in Atlanta. He did Birmingham last two nights, and now he goes to Atlanta for two nights. He's definitely spreading his love around the South. You got the Brickyard 400 at Indy.
Yeah.
You got the Rascal Flat Group in Raleigh, Lady Antebellum in Columbus, Tim McGraw in Salt Lake, Keith Urban in upstate New York, Brad Paisley in North Dakota, Jake Owen in Moline, Illinois. And here's one, the good one. The Greek Theater in Los Angeles is Dierks Bentley. I saw Neil Diamond there, and I saw John Denver there. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to play. So good for you, Dierks, being able to score a gig like that.
Right. All right.
Hercules is the movie.
Is it?
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
Well,
and I saw the
well.
James Brown movie this week.
Yeah, what
Get On Up
that
comes out next Friday. It's really good. I mean, if you like James Brown, it's a complicated subject for the filmmakers to take on, but there's a lot of rocking music there. He was a complicated man, but I thought it was a pretty good story.
All right, Jimmy. Well, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
See you at the start of the next one.